Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
This is interesting in a couple of ways. This is often the spot in the week where we will dig in on who the Bills are playing. Don't we already know everything about the Chiefs? And we've had so much fun talking to Mike Giardi, who makes it worse for himself because every time he's on with us, we say that he's like, oh, I love it too. So let's just call Mike Giardi because he seems to enjoy his visits. We spent, Mike, so I don't expect you to have a comment on this, but we spent the first hour of our show today mostly talking about the Sabres. I know. And I know. And it's partly, well, it's not. It's not related. Yesterday, Bulldog got off on, like, here are the Chiefs again, and it's different this time. Both teams are not in first place. It's not really the game of the year right now because they're, like, not leading their divisions. It's different. And I thought, you know, here would be a good idea to start the show today, how the actual Bills game of the year is in Week 15 at New England. And instead, you know, Bulldog said something and we did hockey. But I do kind of think that's an interesting angle here.
That's how we came to have you back on our show again.
Well,
I don't care how you got there. I'm glad to be back. I still love it. You can reel me in anytime you want. You were talking about the Sabres. The Bruins might be worse.
They are worse.
Putting it out there. Yep. They're really, that's not a good hockey team, and there's not a good amount of young talent anywhere. I'm not even talking just on the NHL level, but lower. Like, this could take a while, which kind of makes me sad.
They do play tomorrow. We can just do that if you want.
Yeah, you want to do an interview for our pregame show, Mike? Is that interesting to you at all? All right.
Yeah,
sorry.
These guys suck.
Right, bam. So it is, though. I mean, what's your perspective on? Well, I mean, we want to talk about all of it with you, but just sort of like the season so far. It's still Kansas City, Buffalo, right? These are still the two top betting favorites in the conference are these two teams, but they both have to kind of run from behind here.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy how it worked. And I think maybe we thought that Kansas City would get off to a slower start just based on some of the things they were dealing with the offense. They have clicked it into high gear, by the way. I think they're playing as well as anybody in the last 5 weeks, especially offensively, where I think every game in the last 5 weeks, at least 28 points, I believe. So they've got a cooking. Rashee Rice obviously adds a big element to them. But it is a different sort of vantage point for both of them. The Bills is probably more surprising. And I know you guys watch it very closely. And there were some maybe less than impressive wins early in the year. You're like, you want more. But then when they do it, you're like, okay, well, they still have that in their bag. And that loss to New England sort of shook my view of the division. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, and now it is. You look at week 15 and the way the Patriots schedule plays out, there aren't many difficult games between now and then. Yes, that's what I meant to say, now and then. So it could really be for first place, for sure.
How good have the Patriots been in your view? Like, has there been some good fortune here, or have they really earned the record that they've got in the first place standing they have?
So, I mean, the good fortune is that you're the fourth place schedule. And right. When we looked at the schedule back when it came out, you're like, well, there's a bunch of crappy teams on the schedule. Now, other teams probably looked at them and thought the same thing. Mm-hmm. But the boost from Vrabel, and then Drake May's gone supernova. You guys saw some of it, but like, he's playing it even at a higher level, I think, over these last few weeks. Like, we're getting to the point where we're nitpicking, like, oh, you know, he shouldn't have passed up that 8-yard completion for the 15-yarder down the field. It was a tighter window. Like, that's the kind of place we're at with him right now, with the way he's throwing the football and maneuvering in the pocket. So that has been all that and then some. And when you've got a quarterback playing that well, and I legitimately think he's playing three or four best quarterbacks in the league just based on this recent, you know, window sample size, that when you have that, you can go anywhere and beat anyone or be in a game with anyone when your quarterback's playing at that level.
He's third in the MVP odds, May. Like, just, you know, a lot of that is narrative stuff, and they weren't supposed to be this good, right. And then they are. Mike, I was listening to Bet Sweats this morning on the Odyssey app, and Joe and Sam have a guest, Kelly in Vegas, every week, and they brought the Patriots to her, and she's like, as a bettor, I keep waiting for the letdown game. You know, like, it was going to be Cleveland, or it was going to be other game, Tennessee with the fired coach thing, and it just hasn't come. And she sort of was sounding like she was resigned to, well, it's never going to happen. I don't know. They're a touchdown favorite again against Atlanta. I think the Bills are lucky the Patriots aren't 8-0 with what the two losses were to the Raiders and the Steelers at home with the 5 turnovers.
I mean, yeah, it's a real possibility when you look back on it. Again, when they were 1-2, we're like, oh, you know, it's the same old sort of thing where they're you're seeing signs of improvement, but they can't consistently put it together. The quarterback's turning the ball over a little bit too much, and then, like, basically he's cleaned that up. He got picked off this past weekend. It was the first turnover in a month, I believe, from him. So just playing at a high level, the confidence is growing. And now when you talk to the guys in the room, it's, oh, our expectations have changed. Like, you know, it was us against the world kind of thing, but even they kind of were like, well, you know, we still got a ways to go. We turned over half the roster. Now you start stacking it up, and they look at Drake and go, oh, he's the dude. Then now all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're 6-2. We haven't played, like, we have better football out there, and we're still winning these games. And I think that's probably the thing that turned me into, like, I'm sort of 10 toes in on them being a good football team, as opposed to, well, they're an okay football team and they're taking advantage of their schedule, is that the last 2 weeks, you know, you futz around with Cleveland for the first half, and then you absolutely boat race them in the third quarter. 3 drives, 3 touchdowns, like, just clinical, and you could just see the air go out of Cleveland's sails. And it was sort of the same thing with Tennessee. Like, they're hanging for a little bit, maybe first quarter, quarter and a half, and then all of a sudden it was like, all right, we've played around enough. Like, we're better, and we're going to show you we're better. And the next thing you know, it's a 3-score game, and you're, you know, you're looking at, hey, well, maybe put this guy in and play that guy, and, you know, get some rest for this player. And that's obviously, I don't think any of us thought going into the year that they were going to be in positions where they could do those sorts of things, and they've been able to.
So what do you make of the moves yesterday? Because a team that's having a better than expected year is not usually a team that you see trading off players in advance of the deadline, but there were 2 moves yesterday, and you can fill us in to what extent these guys were spare parts or just weren't fitting with the system or what, or maybe there's like some sort of galaxy brain throwback to Belichick playing 3D chess, stockpiling assets to make bigger moves in advance of Tuesday. I don't know. Fill us in on the White and Duggar moves yesterday.
So Duggar got the extension last offseason, so the year, the Gerard Mayo season, and it was way too much money, and I didn't like the deal at the time. And he certainly had a role. He's a box safety. He's physical. He's always been a good, like, solid guy in the locker room, like a leader type. He did not fit the system at all. Mike wants to play A lot of split safeties. He wants those guys to be able to cover in man. Duggar does not cover well, period. Tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, whatever it is. Got forced into action for a couple games this year as the starter because Jalen Hawkins' hamstring, but by and large has been the, if they went big nickel, like that's the only time he was playing. I mean, he lost the starting job really before the summer even happened. I think they had already predetermined. They tried to trade him, weren't willing to eat much of the money. Here they're eating basically the what's left of his money for this season, and then as part of the agreement to the deal, they just eliminated the final 2 years of his contract, so Duggar will be a free agent, so Pittsburgh's not on the hook basically for anything, and Duggar gets to be a free agent. So that just was that was going to happen one way or the other, and even with them being lean at safety, because as I mentioned, Hawkins has had the hamstring, they cut Jabril Peppers before the season started. Like they don't have a ton there, and they were still like, nope, we're going to move that contract come hell or high water. Keon White's been a massive disappointment. Like if you go, he's one of the football nerds who populates social media, and they would get their hands on these 60-second clips spliced together over five games of Keon White just ragdolling a tackle or a guard or just like destroying a double team, and you're like, this guy's one of the best players we don't talk about. I've watched him. I watched him regress last year. I watched him no longer become good against the run, which was his calling card when he came into the league, and never develop any pass rush moves. And he fell out of favor so fast with this group. And like he accepted it almost. It was like, yeah, I don't, they're paying me. That's why I show up every day. They're paying me, but they're not playing me. Healthy scratch this past week. And basically, you know, song and dance, get him out of here. No future for you here.
So do you anticipate them being busy looking to add, or is that where, because when this came up yesterday, I was trying to sort of place where the Patriots are on the timeline, even using the Bills. Like, are they the 2020 Bills that emerged as suddenly a Super Bowl contender? Because that would be a team I would want to try to maybe supplement my skill positions anywhere that I need anything. Do you think they have a mind to be active before Tuesday, Mike?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. They've been calling around the league for the last couple of weeks about edge rush possibilities, which, you know, again, was sort of another tell that Keon White was going to be out the door pretty quickly. Now, the question is, what level? And they have talked often, and Mike Vrabel even kind of hinted at it today about the idea that, like, you know, it's our first year. Like, this is a rebuild. Like, we're not stupid, but then the flip side is you're 6-2. The schedule's easy. You're playing better than anybody thought you would. You're winning these games, and your quarterback again is playing like they thought. Mike Vrabel is here in part because of Drake May. Josh McDaniels was like, "Let me get in there. I want to work with Drake May." Yeah. Like they knew this kid had the potential to be something special. Again, I just don't think they thought it would be this soon. So, the question becomes: they've wanted to protect those first, you know, day one, day two picks, but does something happen here? Does somebody come free, or does the price come down on somebody where they say, you know what, like if we had that guy and you know, maybe we can do even more than we thought. Cause now they think they're a playoff team. Now the question is, do you think you're a real championship caliber team? And I would again say that's probably a little early for that, but it's a strange conference this year. It's a strange league.
Mike, I mean, you've been around the league so long, it's early, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. I mean, it's the Warner Rams. I mean, Vrabel doesn't need to. I'm not falling for it. He's not pulling the unfrozen caveman lawyer act on me.
Yeah,
it's just he's like, we're just like we don't know.
We're happy to be here. Yeah, I could see them. I could see myself in a job in Boston. I don't have the accent for it, Mike, but I could see me arguing for get me a guy that can get Mahomes and Allen on the ground in January.
Yeah,
right. Because the Bills in 2020, I wasn't thinking they were a Super Bowl team until like middle of the season, and they made it to the conference championship game and could not touch Mahomes, and they got blown out.
They've still never touched him.
And they still never have touched him. So like there's
and they've tried.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like you the first thing out of your mouth though when I asked about adding was edge, and like I don't know, that got my attention.
Yeah, and you think about some of the names that, you know, like, obviously, who knows what Cincinnati will do? No one can predict that. They probably should have moved off Hendrickson last year, but they figure it out. They bring him back this year. You know, he's dealing with an injury, but, like, get the loss to the Jets? Do they think that they're out? Will they do the smart thing and get some assets for them? Or are they going to be stupid and then just play this out again into the offseason and let them walk, which would be such a Mike Brown Cincinnati thing to do? But then there are other names that have popped up. You know, like even someone like a Dante Fowler in Dallas, who's not, you know, he's not a star, but like, okay, you add him to Kalyvon Chaisson, who's had a nice year pressuring the quarterback, and Harold Landry, who's beat up right now, and that's not unexpected because he's 230-something pounds and he's playing pretty much every down. So, like, if you could add a higher-end rotational piece, maybe that's the view, and maybe that only costs you a fourth or fifth rounder, and you can protect your assets. But, like, there's a wide range of possibilities in which they could do some things, and some names that probably pop free after this weekend, because, you know, this is kind of like, okay, the deadline's Tuesday. We still think we're in it. You get beat on Sunday. You're like, you know what? Screw this. We're trading out. We gotta stockpile some assets. So, you know, there'll probably be a name or two that ends up becoming available that we aren't really talking about at this point.
I've chosen not to take the football nerds comment personally. I'm not splicing reels.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Maybe like Keon White, but I know I have to admit my 294 fantasy teams would like a word when it comes to this. Mike, what do you think?
I'm okay with the fantasy stuff. It's just like when you have people, you know how it works now with the social media and these guys, they're X's and O's guys, and you're like, well, you're not just, I can look at any, you can splice together anybody's tape for 60 seconds and think like, ooh, if that guy could do that all the time, he's a star. Look at him, I'm going to latch onto this. And then I'm like, I've watched the guy every freaking day. Like, he just is not that.
Mike, I mean, this is, I don't want to say this is the same thing, but my son is 16 and plays lacrosse, and I watch his reels, and I'm impressed. But, like, didn't you just get blown up 1 second after this goal? I mean, you got to give it to him, though. I'm on his team. Mike, what do you think of the Bills season so far? So we talked before the Patriots visit here, but I don't think since until today. You said a little bit earlier, they're 5-2, they just won 40-9. But I think I think a lot of people here are a little bit unsure about them. They've been good for so long. Would you say you would trust them, regardless of the Patriots season, would you say you would trust them the same, more, less than how you felt the last few years?
A little bit less, I think. And I'll give you, to me, and it was kind of, I had the, you know, having watched them prior to the Patriots playing them, I had some questions about the safeties. I had some questions about the ability to run stop. Even at linebacker level, with because of the Milano thing, he's just never healthy anymore. And he was such a huge piece of what they were just a couple of years ago, and now you're kind of like almost, it's not fair to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, sort of almost held hostage by that. Like, well, if you just get back, if you just stay on the field, and it's like, yeah, but he just can't. It's, you know, his body has not been withstanding the punishment that he brings, you know, and the way he plays. So all of a sudden, then I watch the game, and I'm like, I have a lot of fear of the receivers. The safety thing is definitely, to me, an issue. I mean, they just signed Poyer to the, you know, to, as you well know, to the active roster. And, like, you know, like, Jordan's a tough guy, smart guy. But, like, the Jordan Poyer of 3, 4, 5 years ago, I mean, that's not that guy. But that's how sort of desperate they are for it. And I just look at it and go almost like, man, if you're Brandon Bean, I know he hates to talk about this, but you could use a guy on the outside, a receiver, but you could also use a safety, and you could also use another run stuffer, and you could, and as your pass rush, like, they're good, but they're not great, or they're above average, but they're not good. And it's like, yeah, it was a little bit eye-opening to me, and then to see them get dismantled in Atlanta. And look, everybody has those games. I'm not like, that's not who they are, that's not who their season is, but it just was eye-opening to me. And it's like, I don't know if I'm Brandon and I'm Sean, how can I aid myself to the point where we are in the conversation for the AFC champions? Like, I feel good about them again. And I think they've got to have some doubts.
Mike, maybe last thing here, we're about out of time. Do you think the Colts are for real? How far do the Colts go?
It's like the Daniel Jones thing. I keep waiting for it to fall apart. And if you talk to anybody who has been around them this year, or anybody who's deep into the study, they're like, he's playing really good football. They're not asking him to do too much, but yet when he has to, he's done it. To me, I keep coming back to Sam Darnold last year, where it was so good, and he was a legit MVP candidate, and then right at the end, right, the last game and then the playoff game, it was, oh, that's the guy you've been waiting for. So I'm kind of in that camp with Daniel Jones. He's going to have to do it every single week. But everything else around him is really good. I mean, Taylor's been awesome. Their receiving core, their pass catchers in general, because of the tight end Warren, that's a really good group, like underrated. And now they've got a guy who's actually getting them the football. And you're like, well, maybe they're not so underrated. Maybe they are better than I thought. Their defense is eh. You know, the secondary situation I don't think is great. But if your offense is going to be, I think someone said it, they're like better than the 2007-2008 Patriots were at this pace, you know, like in terms of like all the nerd numbers.
Yep.
Then that's fine. That's pretty eye opening.
Yep. I saw a piece, This Is How We Live Now, right? I didn't click on the story, but it was about how Steichen and the Colts are one of the few teams, maybe they're starting a new trend. They're winning the toss and taking the ball. They want to get out in front of you.
Oh, no.
They want to get out in front of you. That's it. So the idea of stealing an extra possession and all the extra information and all that stuff, they simply want to get a lead.
Uh-oh.
And play from in front.
We're going to get back to football nerds, I imagine, in about 10 minutes.
Maybe, yeah.
I like it, though, because they realize, A, our defense isn't awesome, but our offense is. And the way we're scripting things, especially early, like, 7-0. You get teams like, oh man, they're gonna do that. You know, we had no answers for them in that first drive. You get them already thinking about like, this could be a long day at the office, versus the reverse where, you know, hey, could they go down and score? Now you're chasing a little bit. Like that's interesting.
Running teams want to be front runners. You know, they're not the same player. You didn't say they were Darnold. So they lose to a 15-2 team on the road. And then, I mean, a terrible matchup, verse and everything with the Rams. And I was, like, right there betting against him this year, and he's been great on a team that was supposed to have a bad line. So, I don't know. Like, we've had a few of these reclamation projects, Mayfield and Geno and different guys. I don't know. I don't want to sound afraid of the Colts, but I respect it. All right,
no,
Mike.
You have to. I mean, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and then they're actually doing it to a degree that we didn't think was possible.
There it is. Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Likewise. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, on the Western Hotline, 803-0550. For us, Mike Schoep and the Bulldogs, Sal Capaccio. In 40 minutes, this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.